Hare Krishna. Yesterday was very, very nice day for me. In the morning I was feeling better, so I went out, participated in the morning ILS, two seminars I went to. One was by Ravindra Sood Prabhu, and Prabhupada is the founder of Acharya, which I put up on the articles so the devotees can listen to that. And the other one was by Harisari Prabhu, Srila Prabhupada Management, and that'll also go up today. I'm going to go to some other seminars today. They were on the side from the seminars themselves being really first class. It was also so wonderful to be able to hear when I'm hungry or if I go anywhere, then usually I'm asked to speak, and of course that's nice, but it's nicer to hear, and it's nice to hear from exalted Vaishnavas. It's nice to hear about Srila Prabhupada's glories, and it's nice to just be able to sit with others and just hear Shushito Shadadanascha. So that was a very wonderful thing yesterday, and today planning to go to some more, although this afternoon I have GBC meeting, but I'm planning to attend some other seminars this morning. I have to check over which ones. But I wanted to just go back to what I think is not only a very important seminar, but something which is of real importance to ISKCON and the society. And that was Ramananda Swarup Prabhu's seminar on Prabhupada's founder, Acharya. He's also published a book, which is going to be, which is available. It's available free of charge. It's a GBC authorized book. It took Ravindra Sood Prabhu 3 years, not a big book, it's about 100 pages, and to compile that book. And it's very authoritative, a little scholarly, because he's a scholar, but very definitive as to what it means that Srila Prabhupada is the founder, Acharya of the International Sarai for Krishna Consciousness. I just relay a few essential points of that meeting, and you can listen on the podcast. I recommend everyone does do that, because it's everyone's responsibility to really be in touch with Srila Prabhupada as much as possible, and of course that also means to really be aware of Srila Prabhupada's glories, and in this sense being aware of Srila Prabhupada's position as what it means, a founder Acharya. What relevance does that have to us as members of ISKCON? How does that, what role does that mean he plays in our disciplic succession? Because the more that we can appreciate that, the more that we are inspired to be faithful to Prabhupada's mission, order, and take responsibility for both practicing his teachings and spreading them to others. The reference, and it's a very interesting compound, this word founder Acharya, because it's English mixed with Sanskrit. So it's not Samstapakacharya or Patishtacharya, which would all be Sanskrit, and it would not be founder teacher, but founder, Acharya, very interesting. So Rabindranath Prabhu showed us where the origin of this particular term comes from, and it came from Professor Sanyal, who was one of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's disciples, and who used that term first in a book which they composed. Actually, the book was meant to be accompanying the preachers, Western preachers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it was there that the word Foundaracharya was used for Madhvacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, and so on, that they're the founders of our disciplic succession, and that Foundaracharya had certain characteristics. One is that he defeats atheistic, Mayavad, Buddhist philosophy, that he really gives a boost or direction to the preaching, and the third point I forget, but in any case, if you listen, you'll be able to follow up with that. And later on in other publications, the word Samsthapakacharya, or excuse me, Foundaracharya, comes up in relationship to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And Professor Sanyal refers to him as the Foundaracharya. Interesting to note that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, up until that time, had only taken the title of, I think, Founder President. But Rendrasarup Prabhu was proposing that once they've gone to the West and really fulfilled Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission of spreading to every town and village, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would have adopted that title, as Srila Prabhupada did very quickly after going to the West. And why did Srila Prabhupada take on and assume that title, and not only assume it, but was very adamant about its use? And that was because, although Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was the founder of Acharya, he had taken the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, preached widely, spoken very strongly against all kinds of opposing opinions, especially Mayavad and all kinds of bogus yogis that were current at that time. Still, his mission collapsed. It didn't continue after his disappearance. The Gaudiya Math didn't work together and cooperate together to continue the mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, which was very extraordinarily powerful. But rather it splintered and broke up. And unfortunately, that then was the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And the Foundaracharya's goals remained unfulfilled. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada, after seeing that he wasn't getting anywhere in being able to cooperate and get help from his godbrothers, started International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which, when studied very carefully, just continued the same practices, the same activities that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was doing. And Srila Prabhupada took on the role of founder Acharya, a position, as, for instance, the creator or Brahma is a position or a role, because that was the need of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as well as our sampradaya to continue on the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to realize that mission by distributing books, by opening temples, by installing deities, by preaching against Mayavad, by taking Krishna consciousness around the world to every town and village. And in this way, Srila Prabhupada is not just the founder of our Krishna consciousness movement, but our Krishna consciousness movement is the fulfillment of the legacy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and is the fulfillment of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's desire, which unfortunately didn't happen through the Gaudiya Math. And hopefully it will happen through ISKCON. At least certainly, whatever one may argue in this regard, one thing that ISKCON has managed to do, which the Gaudiya Math hasn't, is that we remained a single institution, even now, coming on to 40 years after Srila Prabhupada's departure. So it's a very important thing that devotees recognize the current of the disciplic succession flowing through the International Society for Krishna Consciousness by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, and our role and responsibility to Srila Prabhupada, which is certainly a voluntary one, but one with which comes great empowerment and blessings if we recognize our duty to His Divine Grace and assist Him in that mission, both by becoming pure devotees and giving pure devotional service to others. And that's it for now. Hare Krishna.